How did you call your pigs?
That was a half-sucking sound that they called them. But mostly just crying out, piggy, piggy. We didn't know much about that. It was kind of limited. Well, at most point, our family, we lived in bread and meat and vegetables. The living to your front door. Men would come, butcher would come by with his clothes screened in wagon, horse drawn. The housekeeper would go out there and buy and cut some meat. He'd cut up a roast or steak or chops right there. And that'd take it in use that day. And his meat was killed the day before, or the night before, in the refrigeration. It was always beef, rarely pork. Then the vegetable man would come along. He had him a big wagon, and he had everything from fresh succulent vegetables to wilted tough stuff he bought from him. Then came another man in a wagon and he took orders from the grocery store. The mother, the housekeeper, he came in. He would always come in, give him the orders of what he wanted, things from the store. The number of articles wasn't great, and your needs were few. You know, he'd take those orders and he'd deliver them later in the morning or that afternoon. It was usually in a bright pine box in which he had received the canned. He left the box and all. I took them out of the box and delivered them to the family. You didn't pay for them until the end of the month. And then you sent your bill.
The end of the month, the bill was...
End of the month, imagine that.
Bill was due.
I tell you, people didn't have any money until the end of the month. No, all salaries were monthly paid. We didn't have this weekly payday. Prices came in every 2 weeks. Then came in with the paper. In the beginning, it was once a month.
Did they ever have maybe a present that they'd give you from the store if you paid your bill on time?
Sometimes, yes. Not so much in the store, but you got it from the baker. Oh, so I tell you, the baker man came around, too.
Yeah.
With his light wagon and an array of loaves, not wrapped. You handed them and they were in a basket. And you bought them, you towed them in. And that's why the baker's dozen came in. People would often bought a dozen rolls and we'd give you an extra. Kids would all go out there and get an extra roll. You always give them a cookie. We never used that time, but the other time you call a baker's dozen.
Yeah.
That would be 13 or 14 rolls. Sometimes it came with cakes. I tell you, I remember that bread was damn sight better than we get now. It was crusty. Tastes like yeast. Yeasty tasting.
Yeah.
And now the bread we get most of it almost tasteless. Unless you get French bread with a certain kind of rye. Most of bread then were mostly crust, brown crust. Well, those things came right to your door. It was better.